Hey, everybody!
All right.
We've done it again.
Yeah, right.
We showed up, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to the Too Much Funcast, everybody. We are the Fine Gentlemen's Club. I am Chris Charpentier.
I am Ron Sanchez.
Carl Weissenberg.
Jesse Fernandez.
Nailed
you
it.
Look like a Jesse Fernandez.
It's my real name.
I thought you were Jesse Fernandez.
No, we look alike. We look alike, and sometimes we fill in for each other.
Yeah, you get booked a lot as Jesse Sanchez. What is it?
Jesse Fernandez.
Guys, it's a Too Much Fun cast. I'm Sam, that's Bobby, and Craig?
Yep.
Chris. And then Nathan. We're joined today by Ben, everybody. No. Guys, we're joined today by a multifaceted entertainer. Rory Scovel.
All right.
Hey, all right.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me here.
You're very welcome.
You're welcome, too.
Rory is the most put together, even though we're in Chris and Bobby's house. I'm wearing at least four different kinds of plaid. And
yeah, Christmas morning.
Well, yeah, Jesse Fernandez is looking good.
Yeah. Yeah. It is very Christmas morning. What do you have on?
Yeah. I should have a mimosa in one hand and a book I don't want in the other.
Socks.
Thanks, Mom. I want to know about how capitalism is good.
Thank you. Damn, another... Rand. No, I have heard about her.
Yeah, another Howard Bloom book. Nailed it, Mom.
Chicken soup for the 25-year-old soul. Oh, you shouldn't have.
They make chicken soup dog food for dog owners.
What? All right.
Yeah, dog food?
Yeah, it's like chicken soup for the dog lover's soul, and it's dog food.
Wow.
For humans? Really,
I think it's made from the books.
Crossing barriers.
I don't know what they're doing.
I don't either.
It's the dumbest cross promo ever.
Dogs probably like soup. They should have just made
dogs don't
soup.
Have dogs
dog
don't have souls.
Soup for the dog soul.
That's where they can't go to heaven.
I don't believe that's
true. I
don't
think that's how it works.
Have you been to dog heaven?
Yes.
Full of cats.
That's not true. I have been to dog heaven. Have you?
Yeah, that's what I just said. It was full of cats. Yes, and
cat-looking dogs.
Mm-hmm. A lot of catfish in there.
No, it makes sense. I figured there's just not that many good dogs, but the cats are there for the dogs to eat and destroy. That's dog heaven.
What's on your list when you're ruminating and thinking? What's on your list of good dogs? What makes
the criteria is pretty tough. Obviously, that's why you didn't see any dogs in dog heaven.
Uh-huh.
No chewing on the carpet.
Monocle.
No pooping inside. No humping unless you're supposed to be breeding with a particular dog.
I'll never get into dog heaven based on that.
Yeah, no, you're done. You're not allowed.
Ugh.
But yeah, no, it's tough. It's supposed to be hard to get into heaven. If it were easy, then everybody would be up
do
there,
they have
and
the
it
same,
would be
do they have
not
a,
as cool.
A dog god, or do they have the same god as everybody else? Because we all have the same god, right?
I figure there's the one. There's,
there's
the one on top, and there's levels. There's like dog god.
Uh-huh. There's like a Krishna
fish god.
It's a multi-dog-headed god.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there's numerous dogs below that.
Mm-hmm. It's a caste system
dog
of
gods.
Dogs.
Yeah.
Dog gods.
Dog gods.
How many do they...
Doggone dog gods! Write it up! Here's your animated pitch for True TV.
Does,
doggone dog
god
gods.
Dogs.
Yeah.
Every Friday on Animal Planet.
In the animated? I wouldn't watch that. Just letting you guys know.
That's fair.
You're a part of the show, though. You should probably watch it. You're getting dragged into it. Whether you want to be a part of it or not, you're a part of it. The stamp's going to be on there. Fine Gentleman's Club.
All right.
Now, Rory, I don't know much about you. You're a juggler?
I'm a juggler.
Juggler.
Yeah,
is
yeah.
that the right term?
Yes.
Kinetic artist?
Ball
I don't know.
Manipulator?
I do like kinetic artist, but juggler is the right term.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
How long have you been in the ball game? Tossing.
I've been tossing. God, I've been flipping and tossing for so goddamn long. 9 years.
Nine.
I've been a tosser for 9 years.
Damn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you get your start?
I used to work at a restaurant. Used to bus tables and started, you know, just hanging out in the back, washing dishes, started throwing the plates around, me and a buddy.
Pastime.
Yeah, he wasn't very good. I noticed I was decent at it, and mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I could probably, you know, take this to some mics, you know, so I started going to some
juggle mics.
Juggle mics, mostly. You know, at those you know, they don't have mics at those mics.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just juggles. You know, they'd have an array of bowling pins,
yeah.
scarves, things are on fire, a chair.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was grabbing different stuff. And, you know, I was plates, so I brought my own plates, mostly like little
the juggle jam?
Tea plates for like teacups and stuff. And, you know, once you get addicted, you're in.
What's the juggle bug bites?
Yeah.
It doesn't let go.
Yeah.
And you guys, I did some research. Go ahead, Chris.
Oh, I was just, are you still on plates or have you graduated to a different
medium? I closed with plates because I started with plates. So I closed with plates. That makes sense. That's just my kind of, my shtick, we call it in the business.
Is that what you guys call it?
A shtick.
Okay.
It's not a shtick.
Even if you're not juggling sticks? Yeah.
If you are using sticks, it's not a shtick.
Okay.
It's something else entirely, which I'm not privy to that. I'm not in that world.
No?
I'm just in the shtick of plates.
9 years and you've got a...
It's no
joke. Still on the outside looking in.
Well, he's a master, though.
I mean, and I will be that way probably for 15 years.
I've heard you're a journey.
Yeah.
I've heard it's a lot like magic in that it's pretty. They don't give away their secrets. You got to earn them.
Yeah, no, that's not true. That's not true.
That is not true.
That's not true. No.
Oh, okay.
They give away their secrets. Just
They hand you the rule.
Oh, okay. Not privy to this. The stick.
No. They actually have to give away secrets.
Okay.
As jugglers.
But so, the stick is not...
The stick you'll never know about. The stick, you can't get in.
Yeah.
No 15 years minimum.
But what if you start with sticks? Then you are privy.
Ooh, good question. Correct? Good question.
I heard that's faux pas, to just start with sticks.
Okay.
It is an upward...
Kind of hacky.
It's uphill from there, because you're not going to get... It is hacky. You're going to get a lot of people being like, really?
Yeah.
Can you really do that?
I remember Vaudeville.
Yeah.
Was this in black and white? What's up next? The minstrel show? Put the sticks away.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So.
Well, as a master, it's 15 years.
15 years.
5 years for each ball or plate.
Sort of, yeah. I mean, depending on what circuit you're in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right now I'm in the LA circuit.
Oh, wow.
So it's a different, the volume's a little lower.
I heard a lot of those guys have about 7 good acts.
You know what?
That's about it.
You know, you don't know why that is? A lot of people they're trying to get into the movie game.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, calculate how many movies in a year that need a juggler.
Oh, I can name 15.
And then calculate how many people are going out for those roles.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
It's the sad thing about the LA scene is it's not as conducive and it's not, like, you know, to really growing as a juggler or being supportive of itself because everyone's competing, you know?
Sure.
Yeah.
You go into some other circuits, you know, Vegas. You think Vegas would be competitive. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys...
They've been there forever.
Hardcore supportive. There's a union. They're unionized. The benefits are there. Yeah. The health coverage is a lot. Mm-hmm.
Juggle United is the first stage performers union that I know about. Besides the Hook Hand United, those guys, there's 3 of them.
Yeah.
They're the ones that have been... That lost hands
to juggling. Yeah,
And I mean, that's if you're not in the union, that can be a devastating loss as a juggler.
They send in Pinkertons.
Yeah,
I would assume that losing a hand as a juggler would be pretty devastating.
It is. It's very devastating. We call it the Def Leppard. But people can still juggle with one hand. It's just you then now have an assistant, and that's cuts into your profit. You're paying travel for two people.
Yeah.
It's a two-man act. You're not billed single, you know? They call that hacking.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. Boy, that'd be tough.
I've heard about people that could juggle with rings on their hooks. Is this true, or is this just something, some folk?
Wait, what do you mean rings on hooks? Like they don't have a hand?
Captain Hook, and they got hooks, and they can juggle rings with the hooks.
Yeah, I haven't really seen that. I've heard about it, but we call that the unicorn. We don't really know. You know, are those guys out there? What circuits are they playing? Are they doing like sort of the AAA shows? Super. Are they doing the one-nighters?
They're doing a bunch of triple juggle gigs.
Triple gigs.
Yeah.
They're called triple gigs. There's always 3 one-nighters in a row.
Sure.
And you have to juggle some of those bookings.
You got it. And the bookings are hard to juggle.
Yep.
You know, I mean, the play upon words, it can't end. Mm. It won't.
No.
It's not. It is cutthroat. It's cutthroat. New York scene is a fucking beast. I don't usually curse.
Yeah.
It's a beast. Of jugglers, it really is.
Upright Jugglers Brigade,
yeah,
theater,
yeah, the UJB.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there's a lot more people in New York who write about juggling than who actually juggle.
You know what? I'm glad you brought that up because there is a writing scene for jugglers. Jugglers Monthly, Jugglers Weekly, Jugglers Daily is probably one of the toughest.
That's a great blog
to write
though.
For because it is like every moment to moment.
There's only so many things you can juggle, and it's like, what am I? My deadline's at 3. What the hell am I going to talk about?
What's cutting edge these days in the juggling world?
Like, you know, it was fire. It was fire for a long time. Something a lot of me and my friends are starting to do. We're starting to get these like sort of cylinders, glass cylinders filled with deadly spiders.
Nice.
Ooh,
yeah, the spider cylinder. Yeah.
You drop that, they scatter. Who knows who in the audience? You know.
Right.
So, the downside is you're having to put up notices on the door. Hey, if you enter, you're accepting the responsibility that you know, you were the reason you died. You couldn't get away from a spider. You know,
right.
People a lot of times, even as I just said it, we didn't even understand the wording of that.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people coming into the shows don't know either.
Sure.
And those are just mics. Those are just mics where we're trying that stuff out at.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
That gets Now, have you lost anybody yet?
A lot of people are like, oh, you're just doing, you know, spider-filled stick stuff. It's like,
sure.
Get out of my face with your semantics. Like, you know it's not a stick.
Spider stick is cool.
It's not a stick. It's not a stick. Yeah.
There's no way.
It's a spider-filled cylinder.
Yeah,
you know,
totally
cylindrical
different.
Object.
Remember when I said, guys, hey, I got all these spiders and all these cylinders, and I'm going to shove the spiders in the cylinders, and you guys were like, no. That's stupid.
Yeah, I do remember.
What's
that.
Up? That was at least a $40 idea.
Yeah. And you don't grow as an artist if you don't take those chances.
I just needed the I need the web.
Ready. You weren't ready.
I'm never ready.
I started doing orbs filled with jellyfish.
Yeah, well, is it jellyfish? I thought you were just plasma. I thought you were in the fourth state of matter in those orbs.
You know,
I thought those were snow globes.
This got me in a lot of trouble with Jugglers Monthly, but it got me praised in Jugglers Weekly. Because I was doing plasma-filled orbs, and I was claiming that there were jellyfish. You know, you have to practice.
Right. PETA gets on you.
Jellyfish.
Yeah.
But I've kind of figured out how to work with the orb. And the jellyfish, they're pricey.
I can get
and
you jellyfish.
You know, if I'm going to start with an orb, and they're going to break, and I'm going to lose jellyfish, I'm losing money. That cuts into my game. Mm-hmm. So I practiced with the orb. It was plasma. I would say it was jellyfish. People were coming out. That got...
You should get sponsored. Can't you get a jellyfish orb sponsor in the game?
No. I mean, trying to get sponsorships in juggling. Mm-hmm. It's not the 60s anymore.
Oh,
it's not,
man. What a decadent age.
Yeah. I mean, that's when people were like, oil companies, candy bars, sodas.
Canadian government.
Cigarettes.
The Canadian government loved it. Canada as a country.
Yep.
I sponsored a couple guys that I knew.
The CJC, the Canada Juggle Corps?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. The
legendary.
CJC, they would do a lot. They actually tried to get a lot of shows shut down at the UJB. But... It's a cutthroat business, and that's why I'm glad you guys had me on, because I'm so tired of people's misperception of what it is that we do.
I honestly, before doing research for today, I feel like I had a lot of things wrong about jugglers.
Yeah.
A lot of things.
Well, go ahead and name a couple.
Well,
we thought they rode tiny horses.
I thought they ride, like, as their main mode of transportation.
There are some that do that, but it's not,
but
like...
But it's not all.
It's not
widespread. I did not know that.
Yeah.
I thought... All were cross-dressers.
Yeah.
That's not true. I only know of one. Again, misconception.
Present company excluded.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I also was under the impression that when juggling, they had to scream and or cry.
For wind juggling?
Yes, wind juggling.
Wind juggling is tough. That's a whole different game.
Yeah. I haven't gotten... That's, you know, you're starting to kind of dip into the new age sound of juggling.
Well, this is what I'm saying. There's a lot of things that I didn't know or was just oblivious to.
Yeah.
I had no idea with a lot of juggling things.
Well, here's the problem, because you have sort of two different cultures. You know, you have your classic sort of theater bar gig jugglers,
mm-hmm.
and then you have this sort of new alternative thing that people are doing.
Alt
and
juggling.
Honestly, it's alt juggling, and it's not, it's an excuse. It genuinely is an excuse to not have to learn how to juggle in front of people that maybe don't want to see you juggle.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. Okay, sure.
And these alt crowds that come out, they're nerds for it. They love juggling. So it doesn't. You can do wind juggle. You can sound juggle. You can
the juggle
podcast.
Oh,
who has some eyelashes I can borrow and do this? They start to do these miniaturized versions of juggling where people just, they're whittling fingers. You can't even see that.
I need three toenails.
It's like, go play a bar, pal. Go to a triple-triple. You know, you're doing nothing.
Sure.
Yeah, so some of your research, I guarantee landed you in some of the alt worlds.
I watched one of your videos, and I think you were doing some alt show in Philadelphia. It was a wind juggling gig.
Yeah.
Have you seen these wind juggling gigs? Fire up the fans!
Yeah.
And then they open up the skylight. It's amazing. It's really something.
It's really,
but
it's
something
incredible, you know. But there's a lot of guys that
you're saying that
smoke and mirrors with a lot of guys.
It's more about the hype. It sounds like it's more about the hype than
the art.
I want to see some good classic juggling. It doesn't get old to me. So the bells and the whistles. I'd rather see just somebody juggling bells and whistles than all the fancy.
Than actually the metaphor
hoopla.
Of bells and whistles.
Right.
Jesse, I could not agree with you more. Like, that is exactly what I'm trying to say. Is like. The hoopla. Are you coming for the hoopla, or do you want to see the craft performed well as it can be performed?
You want hoopla? Go see hula hooping.
Thank
if you.
You
want hoopla?
Thank you.
Yeah. Go see those idiots with
their
hula hoops.
Go down to the beach. You know, go down the beach and watch people throw bread to birds.
Yeah.
If you want to see hoopla.
Uh-huh. You know what? Go to a children's infirmary.
Thank
and
you.
Watch them feed the babies.
Yeah.
All right.
That's hoopla.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You want to see a real show? You want to see real craft? You know, get on my site. Go to my website. It's jugglers.com.
You want to get that? That
was open? I was the first juggler to actually.
With a Z? Did you have to go with a Z?
I did not have to go with a Z. There are some people that did go with the Z, and they did it as, they did it.
It was like an affront to the old established juggling community. It was like, we don't need your rules. Here's a Z.
Yeah, exactly. And those people, and that's kind of part of the alt scene. Sure. But the problem I run into a lot of times is that at my shows, I'm getting a lot of these weird clown, like, painted up motherfuckers.
Yeah, juggalos.
Who think they're coming to a juggalo event. And then I'm up there juggling, and the heckling is rampant at those things.
Oh, man, I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
And there's no microphones. There's no microphone.
I totally understand. My whole family is juggalos. I'm the only one that's not, actually.
Juggle some fuego.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Did you read his book, Behind the Paint?
Is that, do you have a book out?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
It's not the one. It's not the one by Dikembe Mutombo, Inside the Paint.
No,
that's a different book.
Behind the Paint. Behind the Paint. Yeah, it talks about just coming from, you know, a family full of juggalos and juggalettes. My mom was a juggalette.
Now, did it like your mom is the one who kind of got it started? Like, everyone converted to like her juggaletting?
No, she was.
If your mom's a juggalo, and then you're born, you are a juggalo.
Well, but my dad was a juggalo. My mom, juggalette, they met already, both, you know.
As juggalos.
Literally in my blood.
In the dark part of
it. I had to get a blood transfusion to get it out.
Okay.
Because it was literally in my blood.
It was all Lino. He had to go from Fago to real blood.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I mean, the story, I guess it's about my struggle, but it's more to get other people out, you know, if they're in the same struggle.
I don't want to be juggalos that were born into a family of juggalos.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Come out of the makeup cabinet.
I hope people. I mean, thanks for sharing that because I really hope a lot of people read that because I don't want these people coming to my shows anymore. They're ridiculous.
They really are. It's a tough thing. It's a tough life. Both, you know, people. I do feel bad for juggalos in a way though because
not me. Go on. Not me.
They don't have souls, just like dogs.
That's exactly why I feel bad for them. They don't have souls, just like dogs.
Yeah.
So they won't get into clown heaven, and that's a shame.
I'm fine with that.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of people in clown heaven. It's jam-packed in there.
Yeah,
well,
that's
the thing.
That's the sort of the bad part about it from this perspective of what I do is because I'm often compared to clowns. So I can only imagine that even entering the afterlife. I mean, imagine how many questions there are. Like, well, what did you do? Like, oh, well, then you're obviously a clown. It's like, I'm not. I'm a human person.
You know what? Right. I think clowns would be lucky to be compared to you.
Thank you.
That's
one of the nicest things that anyone's ever said to me.
It's the only nice thing I've ever said.
Other than, oh my god, like the way you handled those spiders when that cylinder shattered. We lost a lot.
Well, what happened when it shattered? Did you do a lot of juggle crowd work?
I do a lot of juggle crowd work. I'll bring people up.
Tiny people.
Even though I don't really work with bows and arrows, I bring someone up. It's fun because you want to have jokes.
Sure.
I bring someone up. We put an apple on their head. I start juggling bows and arrows. Mm-hmm. They're not like ready to be fired.
No.
Gotcha.
The whole crowd, this person's just pissing their pants, wondering like what's gonna
terrified
happen.
Terrified, weeping.
The crowd's laughing, they're blindfolded. I'm just juggling. They can't hear anything that's going on.
Gotcha, they don't know.
I get
that's
some
a great
flames
bit.
Going like near their face.
Uh-huh.
I'm
they
like,
can smell
oh,
the
I've
smoke.
Never fired any of these. And then I just put everything down and I take the blindfold off and I have them leave the stage. But it's not so much fun for them, but the crowd.
It's a great
and they've been
bit.
Publicly
they
shamed.
Love it.
They're revealed
the crowd
as a
like,
coward.
You're so dumb.
They are.
I try to find the dumbest person.
It's not hard.
Has anyone relieved themselves while on stage?
I've had
out of
people
fear?
Relieve themselves in three different ways.
Wow.
One guy pissed himself.
Sure.
I had a woman shit herself.
Oh, gosh.
And another guy who I was really unsure of bringing on stage masturbated the entire time I did the act. And I didn't know if people were laughing at the fact that this guy was masturbating.
Right.
Or the joke.
Sure.
But as soon as he came, I said, you know, David, give it up for David. And then back into the crowd, and it was like,
well, I think
it was one of those moments you wish you were taping, because like that's a viral video.
Oh yeah, that's a viral video.
That's
all
how
day.
That's how you break in this biz, you know.
But I will say that sounds like that's probably a medical condition. If somebody's masturbating because they're nervous, that's
you worked
a medical,
in you worked in a crazy house. You
it's
know
a psychological condition.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, he was. It's a response to stress. You know.
Yeah.
So. Obviously,
or he's like
maybe
sexually
he's
attracted to that
to bows and arrows
niche,
that very niche environment.
Uh-huh.
Maybe he's just a natural born entertainer.
Yeah, maybe he gets off from being blindfolded with an apple while someone juggles bows and arrows with some flames while audiences laugh at him.
I don't know if you guys knew.
I mean, when I picked him, he was probably like, "Oh my god, That was, finally come.
That was David Letterman's first time on stage.
Yeah. That, he has a Saturday Night Fever at his biography.
He's into that?
Yeah.
That's what he's
He was
doing
a juggle thug.
That's what he's doing under the table?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear there's a lot of, like, I don't know the correct term. This is probably not.
I do. Go on.
Okay, well, it's like kind of the hanger-oners. There's a lot of, like, I don't know, like, groupies, ladies that come with jugglers.
Yeah, yeah.
And that
dick
kind
suckers
of,
that, is the term.
Oh, okay. You,
pin dick washers.
Suckers. Yeah. Dick suckers. Okay, I heard there's a lot of dick suckers that
yeah.
come with juggling.
Men
and
women. It's a very mixed sexual environment.
Okay.
For sure.
Charged.
Yeah, it's sexually charged. Mm-hmm. Like I said before, it's not really the 60s anymore. That doesn't mean the 60s has completely faded. There is still sort of the jugglers, free love.
Right.
I don't want to call it a movement because that was the 60s, but
mm-hmm.
now it's just kind of like... it's kind of a weird, like, I don't know
moving
specifically what
pile.
People call it, but it's sort of like a hanger-on event that's still going
yeah.
on.
Dick
where dick suckers...
Yeah.
Well, I guess, yeah, dick sucking, I guess, would be
because
it. Like, dick sucking events with dick suckers, and it's... It can be pretty fun, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, sure.
I don't want to be punny, but you end up leaving a place like that juggling a lot of relationships.
Oh, okay.
Which,
I get it.
You know, that and that sort of, and I don't want to give them any press, but that sort of dips into the alt scene, too.
Are you going to do puns, though? I'm waiting for the pun.
I mean... Do I do them and try to get into the alt scene? Do I do the puns? Do I take that turn?
I think you should.
At the 9-year mark, this is the kind of stuff I ask myself because I haven't broken.
Right.
I haven't broken in the business.
Oh, that's mm-hmm.
not fair. I mean,
I'm in LA. I'm going out for this juggling things, but you know what am I gonna get? You know.
I saw you in that Long John Silver's commercial where you're juggling all the sandwiches.
Barely, I didn't get anything. I didn't get any residuals off that because I'm not a pronounced figure on screen. There.
Resigs.
Yeah, residuals.
You'd
yeah.
think that they would always. Want the juggler to be a, you know.
God, I wish you were a director. I'll tell you that right now.
Because I don't really understand the attraction of having a juggler in the background who you can barely recognize.
Exactly.
Sex appeal.
It, yeah.
Yeah, that's all.
I mean, who knows what it is? You know, that's
yeah.
an artistic choice. And it's like, well, it's a shame that the particular art form that I don't want to say dominate, but I will. The art form that I dominate as a juggler.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the back, you know, in the back juggling.
Mm-hmm.
There's an elephant. Some sort of circus theme, that's not going to get people to Long John Silver's
no.
first off.
No.
The writing's bad.
What is?
Yeah.
Right?
I'm back to juggling fish.
That's no good.
They
it's
need
stupid.
To change up that tartar sauce. I am sick of it.
And how many fish had to die for that commercial is the real question.
We did a lot of takes, and those
yeah.
were live fish.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Those were live
slippery
fish.
Do you have an scaly. Estimate?
Of how many died?
Yeah.
Well, we did about 7 takes, and I would like it noted that I did not drop any fish.
Oh, okay.
Even while being bit.
Oh, wow.
I was bit by a couple fish.
Yeah.
There were different types of fish.
Mm-hmm. Perch.
Here's what's stupid. One of them was a piranha. Long John Silver doesn't even serve piranha.
That
and
is
it got me
stupid.
Thinking, and I started doing this as one of the jokes in my act, that no seafood restaurants sell piranha.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
What?
Because they'll want to eat you.
This fish is going to take a bite out of me.
That kind of gets...
Who's eating who
you know,
here?
Even the juggalos will laugh at some, kind of something like that. So mm-hmm. it's, you save those moments for those, you know, for those shows, really.
That's
the magic of live performance, though.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
is having to find your crowd
mm-hmm.
in the moment. You don't get to interview people before they come in and
mm-hmm.
say, "Oh, you'd be a good audience member. You have to deal with what you got." So you throw a seafood joke out there like that, and it's like, "Let's get this thing going."
They're in.
Yeah.
We're all my maritime enthusiasts.
Yeah, yeah,
mm-hmm.
they'll
yeah.
be there. I have quite a few maritime enthusiast fans that come out.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I read the trades.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd like to see somebody juggle just liquid. Have you ever thought about something like that? Like
water. You fucking idiot, Bobby! You're gonna bring that up to him?
Oh, okay.
I know that's
God
kind of,
damn it, Bobby!
School, but all right, you guys are all traditionalists.
I'm so sorry, Rory.
I want to see somebody juggle
it's
some
fun.
Water. Maybe somebody juggle a smell.
Yeah.
Bobby.
I want to get into that stuff.
Rory, we can have him leave.
I no, it's fine.
Okay.
This comes up on a lot of podcasts that I do.
I'm younger than you guys.
I had a partner that I started with. We had a two-man act. Not something I'm proud of, but when you were trying to get out on the road, I was kind of coattailing the guy. Want to get out there. Timmy Johnson. And I introduced that idea of saying, let's juggle liquids. And not having done my research, not having gone to high school, not even knowing where most colleges are located, I did not know that liquid nitrogen would be a bad choice to start with. There I am, tossing him an orb, again, the orbs, of liquid nitrogen. I toss it a little too, my trajectory,
you don't have to talk
my trage was off.
If you don't want to talk about it, you don't have to.
It hit his hand, it exploded, he immediately lost a hand.
Oh my god.
Ooh. Wow.
My See, Bobby? This is why you do the fucking research.
I definitely Def Leppard him. I definitely Def Leppard him.
And he went on to manage Def Leppard, is why they call it that.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons, mm-hmm. for sure. That and the, you know.
That was an accident, that plane crash band. Thing.
They call it that for two reasons. He then went on to manage them, and they're a great
band. I call a lot of stuff Def Leppard, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, quesadillas? Well, now
you know, if something rules,
yeah.
It's pretty Def Leppard.
Now you kind of know where the term came from. Yeah. A horrific accident that caused a man to not be able to follow his dream mm-hmm. any longer.
Yeah.
Def Leppard in somebody.
And that's why you do the fucking research, Bobby.
Well, it doesn't hurt. I run into a lot of situations where someone hasn't read that story.
How? They made a biopic!
Am I going to disagree with you? No. You should have known, but some people don't. And here I am in a position having to talk about it.
Ray Parker Jr. played Rory.
It came out.
He did the soundtrack. And uh-huh.
It came out right after, or around the same time as 127 Hours. So I think that's probably why Bobby didn't see it. It was another story about somebody who lost an appendage.
Yeah.
Through a freak accident.
And they did call it 126 Scarves.
They didn't, it didn't get national release, mm-hmm. you know. You know, you don't want two movies out there sort of following the same sort of...
Heroes' paths.
So I need to see two movies where a guy losing an appendage is in the same week? I don't think so.
No, and most people wouldn't. And you would choose that one, James Franco, of course. Obviously, you're going to go see
his Over Ray Parker? RPJ's done some good stuff.
That's what we thought.
Yeah.
That's what we thought, and we learned the hard way that was a bad casting choice.
Ray Jamie
Parker
Fox.
Jr. to play me. Yeah. Timmy Johnson, of course, played by Steve Buscemi.
Right. Good call on that.
Not the Steve Buscemi, a Steve Buscemi.
One of the clones?
One of the clones. But
Steve Buscemi B.
It's a topsy-turvy business, is my point. And to be able to come on here and sit with you guys and really let people know, hey, juggling, it's not so... If you want to get into it, there's classes out there you can pay. Do we promise that you will be a juggler? No, but we can show you how to juggle.
Mm-hmm. Get your set list together.
Maybe know where to throw the jokes, know how to do the crowd work. If there's a juggalo in the crowd... How do you juggle the juggalo being in the crowd? Mm-hmm. There's just different techniques.
Give props to your props. I took that class where I was trying to get into it.
A lot of people don't do that. Props. Respecting the props is very much like saying, you know, hey, there's a wait staff here. Mm-hmm. Take note of that. It's the same as a performer going, hey, I'm not doing this job by myself. Without these, you know, items, I couldn't do this job. Mm-hmm. And that's
really the items. I'm just a catalyst for the magic they create.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm an envoy. For the mirth that's within these pool balls.
I don't know most of those words.
Well, an envoy is a Jeep. It's like a car, so you put all your pool balls in the back of it.
Oh!
GMC.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Envoy.
Yeah. In this show is sponsored by GMC Envoy.
That sounds like a good car. I mean, that sounds a really good car if you have a lot of stuff you're going to be juggling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like emotional trust issues.
I am juggling a couple viruses right now, and that's one of them, sneezing too much.
I've heard that. Sneezing a virus?
Yeah, it is. And it's been going around real bad this year. The flu.
Didn't do my research.
Real bad this year and sneezing.
Yeah.
I got a bad case of sneezing.
You can't get a shot for sneezing. Mm. That's what's wrong with this healthcare system.
In Kansas City, you get shot for sneezing.
You get shot for sneezing in some places because they immediately think, hey, we're putting you down. We're not quarantining again.
Yeah, your soul escaped from your face.
Yeah.
Bang!
You're dead. Mm-hmm. Yeah, why be alive anymore?
This is, I'm not condoning this, but I heard...
Sounds like you are.
No, right I just want to talk
to you. If you have to put that kind of disclaimer down...
Uh-huh. Well, no, that's why it's called a disclaimer. I am not condoning this, I've heard that some people, so sick of sneezing, they're getting all the hair removed. The cilia, they're getting it all taken out, flushed out, lasered out, so that it's supposed to help...
That's
sneezing.
Just,
it's controversial.
And you fucking silly, support bro. That?
No.
You're
I
behind
don't.
That?
It sounds
that.
Like
I'm
you're
suggesting
behind
that if.
Why you're bring sick that up? You're trying to tell listeners, hey, consider this.
If you're leading the call. You're the herald of this.
I'm not condoning it, but I'm telling people, hey, it's out there. I'm living this world.
You are condoning
this.
It by saying you're not condoning it.
You are condoning it.
That's an old journalism trick.
I didn't even know about it. Now I want to try it.
You might as well just tell
people. That's not on me. I'm just putting it out there. I'm not saying, hey, everybody.
These nose hairs are on your
hands.
You were my gateway drug.
You might as well just tell everybody to plug their noses forever with little nose plugs.
Hey, Jamie, cut off your toes and shove them up your fucking nose.
And quit throwing out things like cilia. like that.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Something.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what they're called. I call them nose hairs, but I think the Latin term cilia is Latin for nose hair.
Okay, now you're condoning Latin America.
Jesus.
You know, it's a dead language. I'm not saying it should be brought back.
I'm you want to kill all the Latin?
It was a language.
You don't think Latin Americans deserve a chance.
Yeah.
Wow.
Come on, Ecuador.
My last name is Fernandez. What are you talking about? I don't think Latin Americans.
Yeah,
you're
you know
self-hating.
Your first name is Jesse, and that means you're a cowboy. Or at some point you were.
A cowboy met.
Take off that. Take off that mask.
It's a hat. It's not
is
a mask.
It? How many gallons are in that hat?
An indeterminate amount.
How many gallons of baked beans are you carrying on your head at all times?
Yeah, when do we have to read your book, Under the Hat?
Mm-hmm.
It's behind. I was thinking about riding Sharpie's coattails and going behind the hat. But it's under. You're right.
You should
damn
go
it.
You should go beyond the hat.
It's under the hat because I'm under it. It's on top of it. Behind them. It doesn't make sense. Yeah. My publisher sucks. He's a dick.
Behind the hat.
He wanted it to be behind the hat, and I was like, well, I don't put the hat in front of my face. I put it on top.
It's not like that painting where the guy's an apple.
In post from this point forward, can there be a bleep every time he says hat in that title? I don't want people knowing about this book.
I think maybe, though.
I won't bring it up.
I'm not going to.
Let's
I'm not
just take it behind the hate.
I'm not going to condone this. I'm not going to condone it.
There you go.
Whoa. All
right.
What?
Sounds
but maybe, you know, your publisher was thinking, because you're so known for your hat, it's like, hey, look, there's something more to this guy than just the hat. Look behind the hat.
That's dumb.
That's stupid.
Stupid.
That's a childish
thing. That is so
he's
stupid.
He's not holding
he's
it in front
be...
of his face.
I didn't
God
say
you
I condone
it.
It.
Thank
yeah.
God you
I'm
didn't
not.
Condone that.
You know,
I'm
I don't
just
condone
saying,
you not condoning things.
I don't know her or him. I don't even know if it's a her or
why
him.
Why does a publisher have to be a woman?
That's why I said
can't
I...
men publish books anymore?
No.
Look, I don't condone that.
What, men publishing books?
You getting upset with me.
Well, I'm...
Juggle off!
Juggle
off!
Juggle off!
Guys, here's the chest!
Right.
Here's the chest of props!
All right,
what do you
let me see.
I'll let you pick first.
All right.
I'll let you pick first.
So what we got here?
I say classic case, you guys
pick for each other.
Pick the
other person. Alabama Juggle Slam.
Go ahead. Ladies first.
All right.
Oh, we were going to talk about that on the podcast. We were going to talk about
that cross-dressing thing.
Bring it.
I am merely a cross-dresser. It doesn't mean that I'm a lady juggler. Okay? I'm a cross-dresser.
I understand that. I was just...
And you should say...
Just,
you knew one, don't you?
I was just making fun of you.
To be fair, if he was a lady juggler,
I was
he'd
not
get
mistaken. I was not mistaken. I was just making fun of you, calling you a lady, implying that you had small to no penis. Let's do this.
Well, let's
what do you
think those small hands can handle this? Your first object of three that you have to juggle simultaneously is
number
this
one.
Pile of nails.
Nails!
Counts as one object.
That is an amalgam of an aggregate.
I kind of wish you would have challenged me. Fine, I'll do that.
Okay.
Obviously.
Nails!
All right.
He doesn't know that I practice with that.
Who are you talking
anyway.
To?
Anyway.
Yeah, who did you say that to?
It doesn't matter.
It was an aside.
Yeah. You were soliloquizing.
I don't condone asides.
I think that you know that if there was a crowd here, they would have laughed at that, and I just am so built into
I will concede that you are right.
I will choose... I'm going to choose this... it is a...
You don't know what shapes are?
No, I don't really know how to describe... I'm trying to describe this for the listeners. It's an old pencil sharpener, the one that you would screw into the wall with a part of the wall attached.
Rotary pencil sharpener!
Rotary pencil sharpener.
Old school.
Yes,
thank
with
you.
A little piece of wall attached as well.
Thank you. I don't know if I'm allowed to add to my own object that you chose, but I happen to have four number two pencils right here that I'd like to actually sharpen while I juggle.
Where were you hiding those?
I was hiding them in my back pocket.
Whoa!
You are a pro.
Up in the
which, unfortunately, and you talking about if there was a crowd here, how they would respond, which unfortunately, and this is sort of an old trick in the game, those four pencils all broke into what I will now have to create eight pencils.
What?
Four of which will have to be double-sided sharpened.
Oh my god.
Not containing an eraser on the end.
So hello.
Speaking of challenging each other,
Sharpie just got
that
on
the end of that sentence.
Please pick the next object.
Number two object for you. I'm going to go with these, this slinky. This broken slinky.
Ba-da-da-da! Yes, slinky. Slinky.
All right, so you're doing a pile of nails and a slinky.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. That really is a good one.
Have you ever practiced with a slinky?
No, I haven't. This. I'm.
That's how I know you've never done a triple triple. A lot of those crowds won't let you leave till you do a slinky.
Face!
It's true. Fine. That's simple then. Car tire.
Car tire.
Yep.
Car tire!
You're telling me you want me to juggle a car tire and the pencil sharpener with those pencils that I'm going to now sharpen?
Yes.
Why don't we beef up the magic here? I'll put that tire on a car while I'm juggling it. I'll juggle a car, add that tire to a car, and get those pencils sharpened so kids can take their tests.
Get out.
Tire juggle, tire change, car juggle.
All right.
How's that
helping children?
I'd like to see it.
Number three.
I'd like to see it.
All right. Your third object is this giant balloon filled with helium. Those are the three objects.
Oh, my God.
You've got to juggle.
That's a great challenge. That is a great challenge. I am pretty excited for this. And I'm also excited to give you your third object, which it's not in the chest.
Wait, is that allowed? Can you go beyond the chest?
Hold on, Bobby.
Does anyone know if that's an autobiography?
Let's call the sanctioning body. Hold on. I can't get through because I'm just making noises.
Okay. I say beyond, we go. Can I do it, please, guys?
I'll allow it.
Okay.
Shouldn't I decide?
Do you want to decide?
You're in our house.
Fine, do it. Go beyond the chest.
Alabama Juggle
Beyond the chest.
The autobiography about Dolly Parton.
I just happen to have in my jacket here an orb of liquid nitrogen.
You fuck! You shithead! You piece of shit!
Oh,
my friend lost his arm!
No. You lost your friend's arm.
Your friend lost his arm?
I didn't say that. That was Jesse that just got pissed.
Chris, I don't mean to one-up you, but we have your old juggling partner, Timmy Johnson, here.
Oh, Christ in heaven.
Rory, is that you?
Timmy, I'm so sorry. I can't believe we haven't spoken since that night.
Rory!
I'm so sorry.
Look at my nub!
I know. I've seen the pictures on Google Images.
Cover that up.
Cover that up,
please. Can I cover it?
I can't cover up the memories.
How's the tour bookings for the Leopard?
Pretty good. We're doing a lot of county fairs.
See, things aren't that bad.
Good point. See you guys later.
All right.
See you, Timmy.
That was a confrontation I never thought would have occurred.
I did not expect that.
Him my whole life.
How did he get in here?
I don't even know.
Well, I'm over here juggling these situations and encounters.
Yeah. Well, get ready to juggle that liquid nitrogen.
Okay.
Let's do this.
All right.
Do it for me, Rory!
Now, do we go at the same time, or do we go
obviously,
one at a time?
Obviously, and you go for
whoever drops something first.
Yeah. Have you ever been in a battle juggle?
It kind of seems like you haven't.
You're asking a lot of questions.
It seems like I have it because I'm hustling. Now, what do we say we put a little money on the line here?
All right.
Because I'm bad at hustling.
Don't fall for it, Chris!
Hang on. I feel like I got
a chance. Timmy, stay out of it. You're fucking... If you don't have two hands, you don't get to vote.
I feel like I got a chance. I'll put a dollar on this.
One whole dollar.
Yeah.
I will see your dollar, and I will raise it one more dollar.
Oh my God!
Doubled it up.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's $2 on the line right now.
Okay, will you take change? Because that's seriously all I have.
I will take change.
Okay, got it.
I will take change.
It counts as money.
And not only that, I will add that change as a fourth object to my previous three.
Oh my God, I will turn
that change into those little coins that have, like, they get flattened out and they have, like, a picture on them.
Yeah,
it's Reagan's inauguration all over
me
again.
Me winning this juggle match.
It's a battle juggle.
Yeah, battle juggle.
Alabama juggle.
I don't know these alt terms. I don't know the alt juggle
terms. Let's do it.
You're from the alt juggle scene. I get you.
Get ready. Can we get a countdown or a drum roll or something?
Three,
as is the norm.
One,
go!
There's one pencil.
Heat.
Tires halfway on the car.
Heat. Under the leg.
Orb still filled. Orb still filled.
Look out. Behind the back. Behind the back. Behind the back.
All the pencils are now done.
Timmy, get out of the way.
Timmy, get out of here.
Timmy, watch out for the orb.
Jesus Christ, Timothy. I'm sorry.
Oh, who's still juggling?
My friend just lost his second hand.
Stop juggling.
Okay, I just want to make sure everybody's...
compassion.
I won.
You were just making noises.
You I was juggling.
The helium balloon, really?
That was
pretty awesome. Describe to me how you juggled it.
By grabbing the top of it, dummy.
And?
Throwing it down while I threw the other juggle. Two up. I'm losing a lot of blood over here, guys. Yeah,
I've heard of it.
It's frozen, so it's okay because it's
the scrolls have spoken of you. There's one out there amongst us who juggles downward and upward. I never thought I'd run into you.
It is written.
Not in Denver. I didn't think I'd run into you.
Here's a question, because I respect you a lot.
Thank you. I know, still am deciding on you.
That's fair.
Despite the fact that the scrolls spoke of you.
That's fair. Hey, Timmy, will you can it?
Timmy, it can't always be about your hands.
God damn it.
This might be the last thing I ever said.
You can manage a band with no arms.
Yeah.
That band manages me.
Yeah, you half the time you could have been in the band.
Do you think, now that you've seen what I got, and I am an alt juggler, think there's any chance I could break into the juggling clubs and bars and really make a name for myself? Will it transfer? Can it transfer?
Absolutely not. Arr! Absolutely not. And I'm starting to realize that you brought me in here today to fucking do this show.
So you could just
fucking put your resume out there and try to get in on the scene. Your name's probably not even Jesse Fernandez.
No, it's not. It's Cleo. And
Cleo Fernandez.
We all wanna get into the juggling thing. That's why we started a podcast. We wanna try to break into.
Are you guys all serious? If you're all serious about this, we can talk about this further.
I'm very serious.
You wanna get in on the juggling scene?
We all do.
That's why we got into comedy. Oh, we wanted to get the jokes down.
Take your shirt off
first.
Take your shirt off for a second. Let me see if you got what it takes.
Alright.
Like this?
Oh wow. Jesus Christ.
Take your
pants off for a second.
Okay.
What? Don't, Chris.
Chris, take them off.
Underwear too, or?
What do you mean underwear too?
Okay,
is that a real question
at this point? Yeah, I got to, hang on, let me just take off my shoes.
Rory, don't. Okay. Why do you have a cigar?
All right, guys, everyone sit back. This is how you fucking find out if someone's a juggler or not.
Okay.
Now start, come over here and light this cigar for me.
All right.
Good. Wow, that was the fastest.
Well,
Jesus Christ.
There we go.
Thank you.
All right.
Now, kind of back up. Let me just kind of relax here in the seat.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of get. Ooh.
Oh, now, he's doing it again.
Go ahead and take that underwear off like we talked about.
Okay.
This is how we met.
Shut up, Timmy.
Timmy,
it's not about you.
Yeah. Kind of just dance, just slightly dance. Don't do a full dance move. Just kind of slightly move.
Like a sway?
Not even that much. Just barely move, but move. And just kind of do a circle.
How's that?
That's kind of nice. That's real nice.
How about this?
That's real good.
I'm right here.
Okay, hold it right there.
Uh-huh. Am I good?
Shh.
I just...
Roy, your cigar.
Shh, Cleo, Jesse, shh. Okay.
So do you think I have what it takes?
Absolutely not.
God damn it!
Thanks for listening to the Too Much Fun cast, everybody. That was great. Anything to plug?
Yeah, do you have anything you guys want to plug?
I'm going to a jugglers convention in a couple weeks. Come on out. You got to go to my website. I can't tell you where it is. You got to be a member of my website. It's $12.99 to join.
Is it Jugglepalooza? Is that?
Shut the fuck up.
Is that coming around?
No, it's not Jugglepalooza. You have to go to the website and join to find out where.
Oh, of course. It's a mystery.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a mystery whether it's Jugglepalooza or not.
I get it.